the God of God is just another characteristic of the papacy, because they certainly legislated laws against God and his people when they were in power. In fact, in Daniel 7:25 and 26, even Uriah Smith would say this was the papacy. It says, "And he shall speak great words against the Most High." And if you notice verse 26, which is a continuation of verse 25, it says, "But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it unto the end." In verse 25 and 26 of Daniel 7, one of the characteristics of the papacy is that they were going to speak. They were going to legislate laws against God's people and against God's laws. We know this is a characteristic of the papacy. And it also says in verse 26 that he was going to exist until the end of the world, when he would be destroyed. And so verse 36 is saying some of the same truths about the papacy that have already been established earlier in the book of Daniel. Number one, Daniel 8 teaches that the premier characteristic of the religion of Rome is self-exaltation, and that's what verse 36 is describing, that they're going to legislate against God's law, against God's people, which they did, and that they were going to last until the indignation. Now, brothers and sisters, verse 36 can clearly be understood as identifying the papacy. Verse 37 is just a further elaboration of this truth. It says, "Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all." There are Bible commentators that will tell you verse 36 is the verse that Paul uses when he puts together the statement in Thessalonians talking about the man of sin sitting in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This verse 36 is consistent with the description of the papacy in the New Testament. And verse 37, this magnification above himself is just a carry-on of this truth. And in verse 37, where it says, neither shall he regard the God of his father. If you look in the concordance, you'll find this word regard is identifying not that he's going to deny the existence or deny anything about. It's just that he's not going to